And now, Doug Eiffel presents live from the USS Hephaestus Station, orbiting Red Dwarf Star Wolf 359, Space Rage, with your host, Badass McAwesome.
Good evening, Sprage Nation. Welcome back to another edition of Space Rage with me, Badass McAwesome, the only voice left broadcasting the truth, sticking it to the man, and letting you get heard 8 light years away from Earth. Our fight against dictatorship, authoritarianism, pettiness, and bad taste continues. And I'm here as the last angry man with the guts to take a stand. Tonight's topic, censorship. That's right. We'll uncover its history, its effects, and why one bitter, angry husk of a person would stoop so low as to violate our God-given American right to free speech and funny jokes. But this revolution is bigger than me, way bigger. And that's why we want you to call in and share your battle scars from our crusade against censorship. So call into the comms room and let your voice be heard. And look at that. We got our first patriot on the line. You're on the air. Let freedom ring, caller.
Thanks, badass. Love the show. Long time, first time.
Glad to have you on. What's your name, soldier? What you dealing with?
My name's Doug, and my boss is being really unreasonable and censoring my freedom of expression.
We've all been there. We've all been there, son. What are they trying to keep you from getting out?
So, first things first, I'm stuck in this craptastic job, listening to static for 14 hours a day, searching for alien life.
We've all certainly been there.
But then, get this. I'm the kind of guy that takes a certain amount of pride in my work. I shouldn't even call it my work. My craft. Really, my art. That's why, for the outbound calls, I try to go above and beyond to bring a little personal touch, a little je ne sais quoi, if that means what I think it means.
Bien sûr, monsieur.
And yeah, sure, there's like this script you're supposed to broadcast for some SETI protocol thingy.
Sounds like the man trying to keep you down, if you ask me.
Yeah, thanks, badass. That's why I've tried to spice it up. That's why I've been reciting every Simpsons Treehouse of Horror episode from memory.
Just the way Abe Lincoln would have wanted.
But my boss keeps trying to shut me down. She says I'm on a curfew until I do it right. It's like she hasn't even read the Constitution.
Aw, see? Well, this is how authoritarianism works. It crushes the soul of the sensitive artiste, makes it so they can't get donuts after 6 p.m. But Doug, you stay strong. You keep fighting that good fight. We're counting on you. Never weaken. All right. Before our next segment, a word from our sponsors. Dr. Hilbert's Seaweed Coffee. It's not seaweed. It's not coffee. It kind of keeps you awake, but it's the only thing we have. It's the only thing we have. All right. Now for our next segment, we...
What the?
Well, that's strange. Seems we have another caller on the line. You're live. Let freedom ring.
Hi there. First time listener. First time caller.
Well, what can I do for you?
You can answer a question for me. Is there someone in the comms room who shouldn't be there after curfew?
Well, no, ma'am. No people here. Just some ideals. Like truth and justice and liberty. And you'll never take me alive. Nothing can stop the movement. Nothing can stop...
Ow, ow, ow. Please stop. Please. Ow, ow, ow. Okay, you're taking me alive. Please. I'm sorry. Just take let go of my... Ow.
That's all the time we have for today. Coming at you live from the comms room. This has been Space...
Ah, surrender. Space surrender. Remember...